In today's halacha, we're going to cover Pesach stringencies. Pesach chumras is a very long list of different subjects of chumras, which is beyond the capacity of a short class. We will try to cover, at least on a general scope, the idea of chumras on Pesach, where it comes from and how Farshan would take it, as well as the chumras of matzor shriya, otherwise known as gebrochs, and the chumra of processed foods. Although in general, for a person to be extra machmir in halacha, to go above and beyond the letter of the law on things that most people don't do, is something that can be viewed as haughty, in the lashon of Chazal, as yuhara. With regards to Pesach, this was given over to each person that he's allowed to be stringent, as the Alter Rebbe quotes in the words of the Arizal, that on Pesach one should be stringent like all the stringencies, as one who is careful not to eat even a speck of chametz is guaranteed not to sin throughout the entire year. It's important, though, to note that due to this, many chumras have come about, but nevertheless, one must make sure that the chumras don't come at the expense of embarrassing another Jew, chas v'shalom, or making another Jew feel uneasy. There's a story with the Rebbe Rayatz in New York that he was once by a seder table, and a certain guest who was unaware of the Hasidic customs dipped his matzah in borscht, in beet soup, in front of everyone on the table. You can imagine the response of the Chassidim when they heard of that, when they saw it. There was a big commotion on the table in the Rebbe Rayatz when he asked, what is going on? They told him, well, this Jew dipped his matzah in the beet soup. And the Rebbe Rayatz nonchalantly replied, it is better that the matzah become red than you cause the face of a Jew to redden in shame. As the Alter Rebbe rules in Shulchan Aruch in chapter 467, that we're mevatel minhagim in face of machlekes, and therefore, when chumras, extra chumras cause problems in shalom bayis between families, then one should speak to a rav for guidance on what he should do. Let's discuss the chumra of not eating matzah shriya, not eating gebrachs. What is gebrachs? Gebrach is matzah that has come into contact with water, either through dipping in water or through cooking together. The Alter Rebbe in his Shilas and Shuvas number 6 discusses this matter and states that from the letter of the law, there's no suspicion whatsoever, and however, it is a stringency that we're machmir not to eat it, because perhaps there is some leftover flour that was never kneaded with water at the time of baking, and this flour that was never kneaded with water will now come into contact with the water and can become chametz. So even though from the letter of the law we don't suspect for this, nevertheless, since the Arizal writes to be stringent and all the stringencies, therefore machmir on this matter. The Alter Rebbe there in the Tshuva, however, gives a few exceptions. He states, number one, that on the last day of Pesach, in Chutz La'aretz, so not only a person that's lenient to eat, Gebrachs hasn't lost out, and our Rebbeim, the Chabad Rebbeim, were very scrupulous to dip their matzahs in liquids on the last days of Pesach, the last day of Pesach, as is well known. Another leniency that the Alter Rebbe there writes is regarding fruit juice. According to Halacha, even if flour was mixed with fruit juice, it can't become chametz. And for this reason, Alter Rebbe says that regarding dipping matzah in fruit juice, it's obvious that one does not need to be stringent against doing so throughout the entire Pesach. And it's also brought down in Sefer Minhagim that the Rebbe Rashab would eat his matzahs with wine and milk that did not have any water mixed in. And thus, from the letter of the law, even according to our custom, it's mutter to dip matzah in any fruit juices that are 100% fruit juice without any water whatsoever. Practically, based on this, one may eat matzah with avocado, with tomato, with oil. That doesn't have any water mixed in. One can't use cheese or butter because cheese and butter do contain water in their processing. Nevertheless, in actuality, there are many chassidim that don't even dip in fruit juices, even though the Alter Rebbe explicitly writes that it's permitted, and it's written in Sefer Minhagim that that was the custom of Rebbe Rashab. And the reason for this is because people don't want to take a chance. Perhaps some condensation got on the fruit, for example, if you by mistake someone cut the avocado with a wet knife, or you left the avocado in the fridge open and it received condensation. So not only is it gebrachs, but it's even worse than regular gebrachs, because now we have fruit juice mixed with water, which can make flour become chametz instantly. In a question asked to Rav Groner regarding this matter, he stated that he had never seen chassidim, he never witnessed chassidim, actually eat matzah with fruit juice, even though he himself wrote in Sefer Minhagim that the custom of the Rebbe Rashab was to do so. Nevertheless, many are lenient to do so, and those that are lenient certainly don't have to be protested, and they are confining by the Chabad custom of gebrachs, just like anyone else. The Chabad custom goes so far that because of the problem of gebrachs, we don't eat matzah plainly on the table. Rather, we eat it in bags just in case a crumb of it may fall off. And we also check our cups and plates before we eat to make sure that there's no matzah that fell into it. Regarding vessels that gebrachs fell onto, the custom is not to use it for the whole Pesach. We only eat it next Pesach, use it next Pesach. Children and gebrachs, the Rebbe writes in the letter that in a sicha, the Rebbe stated that children should not eat gebrachs, being that it's a matter of emuna, and a matter of emuna, one should not be lenient. Regarding eating only bite-sized pieces, although some are accustomed to do so, asking Rav Groner said that he never heard of such a custom. Processed foods. Regarding processed foods, so it's a renowned Chabad custom to avoid eating all processed foods on Pesach. I have not found this custom recorded in any Chabad Sefer of Minhagim or the like. And one can seemingly say that the root of this custom is simply based on the fact that the Alter Rebbe stated that we don't eat out at other people's houses on Pesach. And therefore, if we would buy processed foods, it would be as if we're eating at that company's house. So that would be the root of why we don't do so. Nevertheless, there are a few exceptions that are noteworthy to mention, such as matzah and wine. The Rebbe, when he was asked what oil should one buy for Pesach by Anash of Montreal, he answered that Anash used Natala margarine on Pesach, which is a processed oil under a good Mahadran Ashgacha, but is not schmaltz. So here we see a clear statement of the Rebbe that didn't abide by the idea of only buying foods at home and not buying any processed foods. Regarding sugar, the same thing that Rebbe stated, that he doesn't see a problem with people buying sugar if we know that there's no sugar, no chametz mixed in the sugar. Regarding when one should start the refrainment of eating processed foods, those that are accustomed not to eat processed foods, from the night of Pesach or from the fifth hour of Erev Pesach, so many are accustomed to this only from the night of Pesach, but from the basic understanding of this chumrah, it really should start from the fifth hour of the day, because that's when chametz becomes forbidden, and that's what I was told by a number of chassidim, and that's what Rav Groner told me, that the poel one is to stop eating processed foods from the fifth hour of the day when we forbid eating chametz.